Well, I'm glad you're here for the very first session and lesson that we're doing on the favor of God. So let me explain to you what I mean when I say the favor of God. It's when God causes people to come into your life who are problem solvers. They come into your life, whether it's a little bitty problem or a great big problem, God brings people into our life. Jesus said he had favor with God and man. So God's working through people to cause you to be blessed. It's when people take an undeserved interest in your life, and they want to work with you to bring good things about in your life. A way that we're going to kind of project it today, it's when God stops the sun and the moon for you. When miraculous things just take place in our lives. So how many of us, again, would want to experience a little bit more of this in our life? You know, maybe the favor of God on your finances, or the favor of God at work, or the favor of God on your family, or the favor of God on your health and healing, right? This is what we're talking about. So God wants to bless us, and I want to make sure you understand that. God desires to bless us. He sent Jesus, why? So that we could have life and have it how? More abundantly. He doesn't want us walking around all hooped over and our lips dragging the ground and frowns on our faces. He wants us to experience abundance in life. And so we need to understand the favor of God, and we need to wake up every morning expecting the favor of God upon our life. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, is expecting the favor of God. Let's begin at the verse in Psalms chapter 84, verse 11. It's the verse from which I took our image, the shield and the sun from. And it says, Psalms 84, 11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield." Now, is the Lord literally a sun and a shield? Literally. Okay. But in figurative speech, he's saying something to us, right? He's saying that he wants to bring warmth to our life. I've been doing a little study with lighting and doing images and those kinds of things. The sun is whiter than white. And you get 8-bit, 16-bit, 32-bit. I'm not going to give you a lesson on all of that. But when you get to the sun, that's why the cameras go crazy with the sun. They can't handle it. And there's a light that you should have on your life because of the favor of God that's brighter than bright. And then there's the shield aspect. There's the warmth, the enlightenment. But then there's the shield aspect, speaking of the favor or the protection that God gives to us. We should be able to walk through situations and problems that would knock out other folks, but we should be able to walk through it because we have the shield of God, the faith of God, those kinds of things in our life as well. So it says that God is a shield, and God is a sun and shield. It goes on. It says, "The Lord bestows," would you say bestows? Bestows. "The Lord bestows favor and honor." Now we're going to be talking about the favor part a lot, but he bestows this, he makes this available. He gives this to us. And he bestows both favor and honor. I want to talk about the honor. You see, when we're talking about the favor of God, we're talking about preferential treatment. When we're talking about the favor of God, we're talking about you getting special advantage. We're talking about, for some reason, you get special things. It's honoring you. When you get preferential treatment, when you get special things happening for you, you're being honored. And this is what I want us to start seeing. There's an honor that goes with the favor of God. He favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Let me work there just a second. How much will he hold back from you? No good thing. He's not going to hold anything back whose walk... This isn't a 100-yard dash. This isn't even a marathon. This is a daily walk. We experience the favor and the honor of God every day of our lives. And he says it's the walk whose walk is blameless. I'll talk about blameless because that freaks us out a little bit. Oh, Lord Almighty. Oh, Lord Almighty, he says there. The Most High God. The Most Mighty God. The Lord Almighty. Blessed is the man who trusts, or woman who trusts in you. Let me work there just a little bit about the blameless thing, whose walk is blameless. I want to make sure you get that. Does it say faultless or blameless? Blameless, right? Now, no one's faultless. But because of Jesus Christ, you are blameless. Blameless is not faultless, and blameless doesn't mean perfect. We all mess up. But when you're walking in this, the King James interprets this specific word as what it says is uprightly, whose walk is uprightly. Now, I want to show you the Hebrew definition for that word. In the Hebrew, what this word means is integrity and truth. So, you're not a sneaky person. You're not an underhanded person. Your walk is upright. Your walk is out in front. You walk with an integrity. You walk in truth. And so, God wants to bestow rewards or blessings or His favor upon people who walk uprightly, who try their best to live a life of exception, a life that excels, a life of excellence. And this is how we should all live, right? We should all live uprightly. And if you're a child of God, then there's this part in you that really does desire to do that. So the what I'm wanting us to see here is there's a sun and a shield. There's the light, the warmth of God. There is this protection that God takes us through life with. He bestows this upon us. He brings this to us. Now, it sounds a little bit strange, and the attitude that I'm going to be presenting to you today will sound a little strange from what we normally think of or live in church or what we think we should live. Because it's sort of it's an attitude where you think you're special. Delbert, you think you're special? Yeah. I am a child of the Most High God. I am a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And unless I walk in that, I don't live in that. I won't receive that back. I'm not talking about going through life with this better than you attitude, this narcissistic attitude where you think everybody should bow down to you. I'm not talking about going through life with a rudeness. I'm not talking about, you know, going through life in arrogance. I'm talking about going through life as who I am, a child of God. And walking in this. And when you walk in this, then you begin to expect it, you begin to speak it, and it begins to happen in your life. And so this is what I'm talking about. What it is when you're walking in the favor of God, you're walking with an expectancy of having special treatment, of getting special care, of special things happening for you. And I'm going to work here, so hang with me, okay? Now, if you're literally spending a day, let me work it this way. If you were literally spending a day with Jesus, would you expect things to kind of go well for you? If you were literally walking down the streets with Jesus, do you think that people would notice you a little bit more? Do you think that if you were sick, that something wonderful was about to happen to you? That you were going to be healed because Jesus is there? If you were behind on your taxes, what might happen? What do you think? He might send you to the city pond here, and the first fish you catch is going to have a gold coin in its mouth. That's pretty special. So, you hear what I'm trying to say? I mean, you don't have to worry about anything. He'll call the angels to take care of you. I mean, what I'm trying to say is if we're really walking with God, if we're really walking daily with Jesus Christ, is this not the walk that we should live? You're not sure yet. Well, it is. Jesus came to give us life and that abundantly. God wants to bless us. The problem is we have this underdog mentality. We don't expect it. And when we walk in the favor of God, great things should happen because He says, I hold no good thing back from you. If my favor is on you, I bestow it. I not only give you favor, but I give you honor. I'm going to make things special for you. You're going to get preferential treatment. Special things are going to are going to happen for you. You're at work and there's a promotion coming up. Somebody's going to get it. And if you have the favor of God on your life, somebody may be ahead of you in getting that promotion, but they give it to you. Why? Because you have the favor of God. Doors of opportunity open that don't open for other people. Special events take place for us when we walk in the favor of God. When you walk in the favor of God, you get the best deals. When you walk in the favor of God, your children have the best teachers. When you have the best preacher. When you walk in the favor of God, you get good things. And here, let me tell you, now, I can't find any place in the Bible where the Christ follower, the person walking with God, walks around all humped over, all sad, all depressed, with their lips dragging the concrete. I can't find that any place. In fact, I find things totally the opposite. Where we're bold. We're the righteousness of God. I'm light. I'm salt. I'm influential. When I look at the scriptures, this is what I begin to see. And what I find so oftentimes is that we don't experience the favor of God that He has for us because we don't expect it. We expect more of a judgment than we do the blessings. And so this is what we end up getting. Walking in the favor of God is walking in a different attitude. I'm going to talk in a little bit about making a mental and an attitude of a mindset that says, hey, I expect preferential treatment. And this is a little weird. I understand that. But I promise you, when we leave, I think you're going to get it. You might say, well, nothing like that ever happens to me, Delbert, so I must not have the favor of God on my life. No. You got to realize this is what I'm trying to say to us today. Every child of God has this. Let me read this to you. It's in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 35. It says, for Delbert finds me. What? What does it say? For whoever. That's pretty inclusive. For whoever finds me finds life and receives what? Favor from the Lord. If you found God, favor is available for you. The context here is wisdom. You're a smart person. You have the wisdom of God available to you. But if you find Him, then you find life and the favor of God. But whoever fails to find me harms him or herself. All who hate me love death. So you're either going to be experiencing the favor of God on your life, and that more abundantly, and the favor of God, or you're going to be experiencing bad things on your life and begin experiencing the negatives of life. When you find God, if you have found God, if you have found Jesus Christ, then you have the favor of God available to you. The problem is, we just don't expect it, and we don't receive it. Now, would you put that scripture back up there for me one more time, please? Proverbs 8:35. I need to show you a key word here. It says, for whoever finds me finds life, and what? Receives. Action word. It's a gift, but you've got to receive it, right? This is a key thought here. I'm going to read this to you from the Amplified Bible, the same verse. Proverbs 8:35, it says, for whoever, there's that inclusive word again, whoever finds me finds life and draws forth, like a well, draws forth and obtains favor from the Lord. So the image here is a well, and it's a drawing forth. Now, I don't know if you've ever done it. I'm sure you've seen it done. But you go to a well, you drop a bucket, and then you draw. It requires a little labor, even if you have a pulley. And this is your drawing. The context here again is wisdom. If God's wisdom is a well, and I drop my bucket into it, this is the picture it's given, and I draw it forth to get His wisdom. Now, I can quote the book of Proverbs, but be a very ignorant person, you know, and not a wise person. See, I'm not born with wisdom, am I? Were you born wise? Or did you have to obtain wisdom? And then not only do you just know what's wise, you have to apply the wisdom. And you see, it's even that way in our salvation. The Bible talks about you can believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, but until you what? Confess it with your mouth, you really aren't doing the keys necessary for salvation. And it's that way with the favor of God. We've got to bring it to us. We've got to draw it to us. And the way we draw it to us is by, number one, expecting it. And then by, number two, we're going to begin to speak it. God's favor is available for you. The problem is, we just don't expect it. And we live life in an underdog mentality. In other words, you go through life thinking, well, nothing is good ever going to happen to me. Everything's gray and dark. You go through life expecting to lose rather than expecting to win. And when you do this, this is exactly what you get. You know, you say, I can't ever get a break. Nobody likes me. Nobody ever does good things for me. And so you live this life because you're speaking it out there, and it's creating the life in which you live. So what I got to do is I've got to get out of living and thinking underdog and begin to think in a way of favor. Rather than an underdog mindset, I need a favor mindset so that I'm beginning to expect, therefore I will begin to speak and I will begin to experience. So I speak life. If I can learn how to speak life and not death into my situation, into my future, then that's what I'm going to begin to experience. You need to have favor-mindedness. And if you will have favor-mindedness, you're going to experience something wonderful. Now, I'm going to challenge you to try this week. Tomorrow, I would get us all to do it right now, but it would be kind of just, Simon Says. I want you to really do this. I want you to wake up in the morning. In fact, I'm going to pray that this is what happens to you tomorrow morning. When you get up out of bed, you remember this lesson. And something inside of you says, try it. And you begin to speak the favor of God over your life. And you say, today I'm going to walk in the favor of God. Today I'm going to expect good things to happen to me. Today I'm going to expect people to like me and people to do things for me unexpectedly. I am going to experience the favor of God in every single area of my life today. At work, with my family, and everything I do, I'm going to experience the favor of God. And if you will do that, here's what's going to happen. Immediately, there's going to be a rush. I don't know if any of you have ever experienced this before. But see, when you stand up like that, what immediately happens is this adrenaline kind of rush. It's the Spirit of God that rises up in you. And you can be down, but when you start doing that, your shoulders go back, your head goes up, and all of a sudden, all timidity is gone, and you become this bold lion. And the righteous are as bold as a lion. And see, when you experience this, man, I'm telling you, something's going to happen, because what you begin to do is energize the atmosphere. I know, I'm way old. Hang with it. It's going to be clear. Listen, you speak your future. You energize the atmosphere. That's the best way I can say it. You're going to speak it out there. And we all know that people who walk through life with a confidence, with a boldness, when they walk through life like they know what they're doing, whether they don't or not, whether they do or not, it seems like they get all the breaks. It seems like people like them. You students, you recognize this. Think of the most popular people in school. Think of the most popular. Now, do they walk around all humped over and their lips dragging and talking about how bad things are? Do they walk, in darkness? Or do the most popular people in school, they're always got this big smile? I'm thinking about Erica Ross. She's always, come on, right? And she was in school, and she's always smiling. And she's always got this presence about her. And people get around these kind of people. They're always around. You never see them alone. And people are always around them. People are always doing things for them. Am I right? Am I on something here? They're always doing. Even teachers like them. And everybody likes them. And you and I can relate to this at work. You know, there's always these guys and gals at work who always get the best desk, who always get their pay raises, who always gets to do the good things, who always gets to do the good jobs. Why is that? They have a confidence about them. I was this guy in when I worked in textiles. That was me. I don't care what department they put me in. Whether I knew what I was doing or not, I made people think I did. Because of a confidence. I would walk in there confidently. And I would be the guy who got the raise. I would be the guy who got the promotion. I was the guy who went up the ladder. And then whether I knew what I was doing or not didn't matter. I made them think I did. And so they would gravitate to me and do things for me. And back then I really did walk in this way more than I do now. And I want to make sure I project this to you. I used to live in this area a whole lot more than I do now, but I'm wanting, and I was talking to the elders this morning, it's something I want to really get back into. I want to get into it more, because it's something that you kind of forget about doing. And so this is one thing that I'm wanting to do. You walk in the sun. You walk with the shield of God. You walk in this. We recognize how this really works. And you see, and what we do is we've got to learn how to speak it. And the reason that a lot of us don't experience the favor of God and the good things of God is we don't expect it. We don't walk with the confidence. And we don't speak it. We're speaking negative stuff. We're talking negative things and how bad things are for us. Listen, Jesus even said, if you're going to experience good things in life, then you've got to learn how to use your mouth. Context of the passage of the scripture that I'm about to read you is Jesus has cursed a fig tree. And that thing dried up. And we have a little trouble understanding that. Well, listen, if you've got situations in your life that are non-productive, you need to learn to speak to them things. Those things that are sucking money out of your bank account. Those things in your life that are non-productive. A disease in your body. You need to learn how to speak to it. You need to curse it at its roots and tell it to dry up. You got non-productive things going on in your children's life. You need to speak to those things. Jesus says if you're going to have a productive life, you got to learn how to use your mouth. He said this in Mark 11:23. I tell you the truth. He's not pulling her leg. He's not making this up. I tell you the truth. If anyone says, would you say says back to me? Says, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself. You don't need a bulldozer. You don't need land movers. It will happen itself. If you speak to this mountain, throw yourself into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will happen. It will be done for him. Key word, says. Now, how many of you believe that Jesus had the favor of God? For how long? How long did Jesus have the favor of God? Well, we know he did at 12 years old. At 12 years old, he's fascinating people with the favor of God on his life. It says there that he had favor with God and man. I hope some of you young guys get this. And you walk the rest of your lives with the favor of God. Jesus did. And part of understanding the favor of God is understanding this, that you speak into life your future. You speak and create the favor of God. Let me show you this Greek word that's translated here, says. The Greek word translated says is the word epo, E-P-O. And what it means is to speak or say by word or writing. Word or writing. What are you saying? What are you writing in your emails? What are you writing in your text? Because this is creating your mountains or moving them. You see, I want us to say we speak what we want moved. We create life and death by our tongues. You speak what you expect. I'm trying to show you. If your mentality is underdog, you're always talking about bad stuff and you keep experiencing bad stuff. If your mentality is the favor of God, then you're going to start speaking good stuff and you're going to be thinking and speaking positive things happening in your life. You speak positive favor of God and you change the atmosphere. You charge the atmosphere. You get the rush. You feel it. And I really want you to try this coming week. We decided, Judy and I, years ago, that we didn't want to live the rest of our lives in debt. And we wanted out of debt. And I was really walking in the favor of God. I was doing these things that I'm projecting to you way more than I'm doing them now. And I'm going to get back into it. But anyway, I was really walking in this a lot more than I am now. And I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, I want out of debt. We made a lot of money. But we spent a lot of money. We spent more than we made. We were in debt. And I said, Lord, I really want to get out of debt. Give me a plan. And he did. We believed he gave us a plan. So here was the plan. We were purchasing a home. And we had this home, I think, for 8 years or so at the time. We had developed about $35,000 of equity in the home. The plan was this. Sell this home, the Lord said, and then take the money, the $35,000, build a brand new home, and pay off your bills. Now, to me, that just wasn't enough money to do this. But I said, okay. So what I did is first I heard it, then I did what the Lord said to do, and I actually wrote the thing down. I wrote the prayer, March the 10th, 1983. We anointed it with oil. See that brown spot? That's 20-year-old oil, 25-year-old oil. And then I wrote the prayer. We sat back. We waited to see what God was going to do. It wasn't long the house sold. We had this equity money. We began building a new house. 6 months later, I move into a bigger, nicer, brand new house, totally paid for, and all of my debts are gone. I owe no man anything except to love him. It's the favor of God. It's speaking. It's expecting. I would walk through that house. They would be building the walls and putting up stuff. I would speak to it. I would talk. I would tell the walls to be finished and the ceilings and the floors. And I walked in this and I spoke what I wanted to happen. And I began to expect it and it began to take place. See, God's favor will cause a lot of wonderful things to happen in your life. But you've got to expect it and you've got to learn to speak it. And if you'll expect it and speak it, then you're going to live in it. Speak God's favor over your business. If you're a businessman, speak the favor of God over your business. When people come to your business or they experience your business, it's a favorable thing that they like you and they like what you do and they want to use you again. If you have employees, speak the favor of God over your employees, that they're going to be healthy. They're not going to be sick and laid out on you. That things are going to go well in their family. That their lives are going to be good. You speak the favor of God over them. You have children, you speak the favor of God over your children every day before they go to school and expect good things to begin to happen to those children. If you're in sales, then speak the favor of God over you, that when people come to you to purchase things, that the favor of God, they like you and they'll want to come back and get more from you. If you're doing real estate, speak the favor of God over the real estate so that people will see that particular piece of property and will want to purchase it and will need you to sell it to them. Speak how to activate this stuff. Expect these things to happen and begin to walk in them. And don't get all spooky about it. I mean, this isn't a spooky thing. But if you will do it, you will experience and you will recognize there's something happening in the atmosphere. Something's taking place here. Every Sunday, and I'm doing it more and more recently, at least, every Sunday I speak the favor of God. I don't want to get up here and make a mess of this thing. I want you to like me. I want you to come back. And so I speak the favor of God in presentations. And I begin to expect that when I get up here, I'm going to do something good for you. And I'm going to do a good job for God. You begin to speak it. And here's the key to this. See, I'm talking about mindsets. I'm talking about getting your mindset so for this. Because when you get this mindset and you start thinking about the favor of God and expecting the favor of God, you find it's coming out of your mouth more and more and more. So therefore, you're walking in it more and more and more. And the more you walk in, the more you're going to get. Are you living with a favor mindset or with the underdog mindset? I want to read you this verse in the Amplified Bible. It's in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. It says, so brace up your minds. Do what? What is that? Do you get an image here? You brace. You brace up your mind. You don't want it to move. You get solid. Brace up your minds. Be sober. Set your hope. Set your hope. Get it set. What do you want to happen? Brace for it. Set for it. Set your hope wholly and unchangeably. What does that mean? It means get hard-headed. Don't let anything move you from this. You brace and you set for it. You get hard-headed. And unchangeable on the grace, divine favor. A lot of times in the scriptures, the same thing that's translated grace is also translated divine favor. So when we have the grace of God on our lives, we're having the divine favor of God on our lives. And what I'm wanting to get you here, and what I'm sure you see here, is that we do this on purpose. When you experience the favor of God, you're experiencing because you braced yourself for it, you've put your hope in it, and now you begin to think about it on purpose. You begin to hope on purpose. You begin to say things on purpose. You begin to expect things on purpose. And then you begin to experience the divine favor of God in your life. And a problem when we talk about these things and we hear these kinds of things, they sound sort of foolish. They don't sound natural. You know why? Because they're not. It's supernatural. And this is how it works. Jesus says if you're going to have a good life, you've got to learn how to use your mouth. We've got to learn how to do this stuff. See, a problem that we all have is not asking for and expecting God's favor. We feel foolish. We say things like, it won't happen to me. That just doesn't work. Now, before I get into my final example, I skipped a verse that I really want to say to you. I want to do Proverbs 18:21. Proverbs 18:21. We did a whole series on this particular verse. When we have an underdog mentality, we begin to speak our future. We've got to learn how to speak life into our future. Proverbs 18:21, and I want you to interact with me here, says, death and life are where? What? Death and life are where? In my mouth? And that's not even the good part of that verse. The good part is the rest of it. Look at this. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Could I get you to say back to me, I'm going to eat what I say? Would you say that back? I'm going to eat what I say. Say that. I'm going to eat. It doesn't matter if you... Have you ever heard the term, you're going to eat those words? In life, it really happens that way. You speak life, or you speak death into your future. You wake up in the morning. You get up negative, you're going to have a negative day. Get up positive, speaking life into your day, you're going to have a good day. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. So I speak life or I speak death into what happens to me. I speak the favor of God or I speak underdog. Now, we think these things are foolish and that they seem so obscure and so crazy that these things just can't happen. They won't happen. There's a story in the Bible about Joshua. And he's in a battle. And some of you are in a battle right now. You have been, you are maybe, or you will be. But there's battles. I'm trying to help you understand how to handle the battles in the mountains of life. And he's in this battle. And one of the most amazing things in all of the Scripture happens. He's in this battle. They're doing pretty well. But time's running out. And time runs out sometimes in your bills. Time runs out sometimes with the disease. Time runs out sometimes in life with your children or with your family or with your marriage. Time runs out. And time's running out on Joshua. And here's what this verse says. It's amazing. It's in Joshua chapter 10, verse 12. On the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel. He wasn't ashamed of it. He didn't feel like a fool. In the presence of Israel, he said, "Oh son, stand still." And he was very specific. He told the son where to stand still. Son, stand still over Gibeon. Oh moon, you stand still over the valley of Ajalon. Is that wild? Does that sound foolish? Did it happen? It sure did. Joshua got the victory. Joshua was very specific about what he said, about what he declared, about what he wanted to happen. And it happened. Moon, you stand still here. Sun, you stand still right here. I need light right here so I can get the victory. What am I trying to say here? When you walk in the favor of God, and you're not ashamed, and you don't feel foolish, and you'll stand up and you'll declare these kinds of things, God will stop the sun and the moon for you. Would the sun and the moon have stopped had Joshua not told it to? And things in your life are not going to stop unless you tell it to. There's fig trees that need cursing. There's mountains that need moving. And until you learn the favor of God and how to activate your future, they're not going to. You're going to fight with your kids. You're going to fight with your spouse. You're going to fight with work. You're going to fight with your debts. You're going to fight with the disease. You're going to fight all your life. Jesus says, speak to it. I'm trying to tell us about the favor of God. There's another verse that I want to make mention of here. in Joshua. Joshua chapter 10, verse 14, it says, there has never been a day like it before or since. A day when the Lord listened to a man. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel. I believe that there are things that God wants to do in your life that's never been done before. It may never happen again. But it won't happen unless you speak to the sun, and unless you speak to the moon, unless you speak to the fig tree, and unless you speak to the mountain. Unless you expect it to happen, first of all, and then speak it into existence, you're going to keep fighting. You're going to keep experiencing it. God wants to do some amazing things in all of our life. And I don't think we've touched yet what we can experience as being children of the Most High God. I believe that God has some great things to do. And when the favor of God is there, things happen that never happened before and may never happen again. You might say, well, those things just don't ever happen for me. Well, here's why. You're saying that. You know, you got to get out of the underdog mentality. And I want to make sure, you may be saying, well, Delbert, that's because of you. You're a preacher. You understand this stuff. No, it's not who I am. Hear me. It's not who I am. It's whose I am. You got that? Let's say Barack Obama's daughters came to church here. Would they get a little special treatment? Mayla and Sasha are their names. Do you think they would have a little more security than the rest of us? Do you think they might get a little preferential treatment? Why? Because of who they are or because of whose they are? You with me? Sure. Everybody would want to be around them. Everybody would want to be making sure they got preferential treatment and got everything going just their way. It's the same way with you and me with the favor of God, except more so. We just don't expect it. We just don't think it's going to happen for me. This is the attitude of the mentality that I'm trying to get us to see today. It's not who you are. It's whose you are. You are a child of the Most High God. The Lord God Almighty is your Father. Your brother is Jesus Christ, and you're joint heirs with Him. What does that mean? It means you get exactly what He's got. He did, yeah! And listen. Did He say, you can't do what I did? What did He say? No! He says, you can even do better things. More things than I did. We don't live in this. This is the favor of God. See, and it's not always the big things. Let me say this real quickly. It's not always the big things that we experience the favor of God on. And this has happened to, I bet you this has happened. I bet it's not good for a preacher to say. But I bet this has probably happened to nearly all of us. You go, it's Christmas time or mall time, something. You know, you go into the mall and you drive in the parking lot is just full. And you're going to have to park over there in the boomies. And you say, man, I wish we could get a close parking place. And so, you turn the corner, and somebody backs out right in front of you, and you pull in. Has that ever happened to anybody? What just happened? You spoke, and it happened. Now, it doesn't happen every time, but hey, try it every time, right? We've all done this. We said it, and it happened. Wow, that's pretty cool. You're standing in line at Kmart or ShopRite or wherever you are, and you're in line, and it's a long line. They've only got a register or two open, and you're way back here. You walk up, and what's the first thing you say? Man, I wish they'd open up another register. Somebody walks up at that moment to that register, looks straight at you in the eye, and says, hey, I'll get you over here. That ever happened to anybody? What just happened? I'm telling you the truth here. Tell you a story. You know, you might be somewhere, you might want to meet somebody that you probably would never get to meet, except God just did you a favor and made life fun for you and exciting and a little more enjoyable for you. My oldest grandson, Jack, plays ice hockey. And he told me, he said, oh, Daddy, he said, you know who's my coach now? I said, no. He said, Tom Glavine. Now, you guys probably know who Tom Glavine is. He's a pitcher. Again, for the Braves, was with the Braves. But anyway, he's back with the Braves. And I said, wow, I'd like to meet him sometime. Well, we're down there at an ice hockey game. And you know, I'm standing there, and actually, I wasn't even thinking about Tom Glavine. I just said, Ebony has a new phone, and I'm looking to get a new phone. And so she hands me her phone, and I'm looking at her phone. And Jack walks up, and I heard Jack say, Oh, Daddy, Coach Tom is here. I'm still not thinking. I look up, and here is Tom Glavin, standing this far from me with his hand stuck out, ready for me to shake. Introduces himself to me. We sit there and have a conversation. I get to ask him about his arm. He's lefty. His elbow surgery and stuff he's had. How's he doing stuff? Just talk to him like he's an old friend. Now listen, that's not a big deal, but it was special to me. And God gave me that. I wasn't just lucky. Listen, that's God's favor in our lives. Just making life a little bit better, a little more interesting, a little sweeter, a little nicer. That's the favor of God. And this is what we all need to learn, how to walk in. Makes life special. Makes life good. Makes every day a little more exciting. So are you living with a favor mind or with an underdog mind? Are you expecting the favor of God? Are you expecting a little supernatural treatment? A little preferential treatment? Or do you feel like you're not worth it? Do you really believe that you're a child of the Most High God? That your brother is Jesus Christ? And that you're joint heirs with Him? Do you really believe that God wants to bestow upon you, give you favor? Are you well able to drop your bucket into the well that He's got there for you and draw this to yourself and walk in this? Realize it's a daily walk. The main thing that I really want us to hear today is begin to expect the favor of God. If you begin to expect the favor of God, you begin to speak the favor of God. When you get up in the mornings, I really want you to declare, you're going to have a good day. You're going to have the favor of God on you. You're going to get the raise. You're going to get the job. You're going to experience good things today. And if you begin to do that, you're going to begin to experience life in a brand new way. You're going to energize the atmosphere in front of you. Your words are going to go out and begin to speak life into your day. You need to begin to do this. And I want to say this, and I've saved this statement for the very end. I'll make sure you hear it. Stop using your words to describe your situation. Instead, use your words to change your situation. Say it again. Stop using your words to describe, energize your situation. Begin using your words to change your situation. And if you will, you're going to begin to experience life in a brand new dimension, the way a child of God is supposed to experience it. I want to declare this over every person here. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I declare the favor of God upon every single man, boy, woman, child here, every person, Lord. I declare it. I decree it, Lord God. Every person is going to experience the favor of God this week. They're going to walk in good things. They're going to get the jobs that they wouldn't have got. They're going to experience the good things that they wouldn't have experienced. Lord, they're going to have parking places. They're just going to have good things that's going to happen to them all week long. You're going to have them promotions. You're going to have them good things happening. You're going to heal their bodies. You're going to deliver their children. You're going to be so special for these people today. In Jesus' name, Lord, I declare it and I decree it over every single person here today. If you believe that and you want to receive the favor of God upon your life a little bit better, would you give the Lord a shout and a hand clap? Amen. All right. You're going to be learning more about it. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for our time together. You're such a good God. You tell us how special we are. You want to bless us. You tell us how to live blessed lives. So, Father, today I hope we got just a little bit better understanding as to how this actually happens. Your head's bowed and your eyes closed. You would agree with me and go along with the way I feel at the moment, that you know about the favor of God. You know you are a child of God. But sometimes you just don't expect it. You really have to work, maybe, at thinking along those lines that I've projected to you. And you do admit that from time to time, you get negative. You have a little underdog mentality. But you're asking God today, Lord, help me think right. Help me think the way I'm supposed to think. Help me have a right mentality. Help me have a right mindset that's braced and set for you with a hope and a future. If that's you today and you would say, yes, Delbert, I agree with you. I really want the Lord to help me here. Remind me to expect the favor of God. If that's you, would you raise your hand and agree with me and we'll just all kind of pray together. Father, we do. Lord, we know these things. This really wasn't a great revelation to us. We just kind of need to be reminded. Lord, let somebody else see that we're not the only foolish one that wants to experience this. We're not the only foolish ones that want to speak to fig trees and mountains and parking places and disease. But Lord, we can do this because we're children of the Most High God. And you've bestowed upon us your favor. Heads still bowed and eyes still closed. Now, you saw the scripture where it said that if you found me, you have found favor. I don't know where you are with God, but if you're not where you need to be, you're going to go through life speaking death into your life. You're going to experience bad thing after bad thing after bad experience. You need to be close to God. You need to find God. If you haven't, or if you've gotten distant from Him, let's fix that right now. I want to pray for you. If you know you're not where you need to be with the Lord right now, would you just slip your hand up and let me pray for you right where you're sitting? Would you raise your hand? I see a hand. Any others? One, another one there. Another one there. Three, four, five, six, seven.